Moringa. Once upon a time, high up in the sky, lived a star family that had many, many stars. Some were very big, others medium size, and others small. The stars were bright, but there was one that was very, very bright in comparison to the other. Its name was Moringa. Everybody loved Moringa. She was lively, smart, and caring. Her family thought she was the brightest star in the sky. Moringa was very curious, too. She enjoyed visiting planets with her father. They went to Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, and so many others. The planet she liked most was Earth. She found it fascinating. She loved the mountains, the rivers, the oceans, and the lakes. She enjoyed looking at the flowers, the trees, the birds, and all kinds of wild and domestic animals, like tigers, lions, elephants, giraffes, horses, dogs, cats, hens, and chickens, just to mention a few. But above all, she liked humans, especially children, and she wished she could have many friends down here on Earth. Because she was a star, she could not appear at daytime. She and her family slept during the day and woke up at night. Some nights, Moringa looked at Earth, and when it was dark, she shone a lot to illuminate and help travelers walking, children playing outside, and animals looking for food. One night, she asked her mother, "Mom, can I go to Earth tonight?"
"Where to?" Mother said.
"I want to go to the ocean. There's a nice place in Esmeraldas in a country named Ecuador. I want to watch the fishermen who fish at night. Maybe I can guide them illuminating the night."
"All right," the mother said, "but please be careful. Don't get too close to the beach. It can be hard to come back." It was a holiday because Christmas Eve was close. Many children were playing on the beach. Some were running, others jumping rope, and others playing ball.
"What fun," Moringa thought. "I wish I could play with them."
And so the star came to Earth. Unfortunately, she didn't calculate the distance well and got too close. Gravity pulled her down, and Moringa landed on the beach.
She got scared. "How am I going to get back home?" she thought.
When the day was about to start, she hid behind a rock and decided to wait. It was Sunday morning and Anna was walking on the beach. She always got up early because she loved to look for seashells. She saw the little star. She liked it and thought she could use it as a topper for her Christmas tree at home. The star looked beautiful at the top of the tree. Everybody liked it, but people didn't know that Moringa was very sad because she didn't belong to Earth. Anna and her family were nice, yet they were not her family. Moringa missed her parents and brothers and sisters very much. Meanwhile, up in the sky, an alarm went off. Moringa was missing. I gave her permission to go to Earth to look at the ocean in Esmeraldas in the middle of the world, the mother cried. Maybe she fell down. The father asked everybody to look for Moringa in Ecuador. So they looked in the highlands, in the coastal region, in the Galapagos Islands, and especially on the Esmeralda's beaches. There was no sign of Moringa whatsoever. They were terrified. Suddenly, the father decided to use a telescope. It was big and powerful. He searched all the places, including homes, and then he stopped at Anna's house. Moringa was there at the top of the Christmas tree, but it was impossible for him to get into the house. So he decided to send Anna a message. It was already Christmas Eve, and after the midnight dinner, Anna went to bed, and she knew the next day she would have some Christmas gifts. While Anna was sleeping, she heard a voice saying, "Anna, take the little star that's on the top of your Christmas tree and put it back on the beach where you found it. That star belongs in the sky." Next day, Anna woke up, but she didn't look at her gifts. She took the little star and hurried to the beach. In her heart, she knew something very special had happened to her. Carefully, she put the star in the place she found it and waved goodbye to her. "Bye, little star. I am sorry I took you away from your family, but I didn't know you had one." The star twinkled and smiled at her. Anna went back home, and then she opened her gifts. She was happy. Even though it was daytime, Moringa's father and two brothers drove a spaceship down to Esmeralda's and took Moringa back. People couldn't see them because it was daytime, and stars are not visible during the day. The curious star and her family were happy again and went to sleep. It had been a long day and it hadn't finished yet. Later on at night, Moringa looked at the part of the earth where she fell and remembered Anna. And then she thought, "I have a friend on earth."